Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Forming Faithful Families, I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Insights into the Prodigal Son and Mercy. Core material taken from my book, Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who has been given us. Romans 5:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our infinitely merciful Father, is always seeking us out, always ready to forgive, always and constantly ready to pour His infinite mercy out upon us. This reality is portrayed beautifully in the well-known prodigal son passage in Luke 15, 11-24. Then he said, a man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me. So the father divided the property between them. Let's look at this from the perspective that you and I are the younger son. The younger son takes his share of the inheritance, which, in fact, is not yet his. This is what we do when we try to make our life here on earth into heaven. This is an impossible aspiration and will only leave us empty and unhappy, because only God can satisfy us. We make a God who is fake, deceiving, little, and powerless out of many things, including power, sex, material possessions, pleasure, ego. We end up miserable. We end up stuffed, sated, and sick as a result of our self-centered overconsumption in life. Returning to Luke 15, after a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings. The younger son collected all his belongings in the way that we tend to cling to our materialism, and set off to a distant country where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. Note that the younger son left the father behind. We tend to leave God, our Father, behind, seeking our happiness in things that will never satisfy. We tend to squander our inheritance, which is our loving God Himself. We end up lost and lonely when we are away from our loving Father in what feels like a distant country. It is also like a distant country because it seems that no one speaks our language. No one can truly understand us. We have sadly left the peace of home behind. You see, only our Heavenly Father can fill our ache to be fully happy, to be filled with joy. We tend to place our securities in things that cannot save, things that disappoint, things that do not fill our emptiness, things that cannot take us and that we cannot take with us into eternity. We are truly secure in only one place, in God, our loving Father's hands. And that is where we always are, unless we choose to pull away. Even then, He seeks us. He seeks you. As Blessed Columba Marmion would often say, take this as certain. Returning to the gospel, when he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck the country and he found himself in dire need. Yes, we tend to spend ourselves on inferior things, and we end up utterly spent. We end up suffering famine. We are starved for love because we have chosen to separate ourselves from our loving Father who loves us with an overshadowing love. See Mark 9:7. We find that the things we placed our security in only left us all the more in dire need. Only God has the capacity to accommodate our security placed in Him. And He will never let us down. He will never let you down. He is faithful and true. Revelation 19:11-13. Then I saw the heavens opened, and there was a white horse. Its rider was called Faithful and True. He judges and wages war in righteousness. His eyes were like a fiery flame, and on his head were many diadems. He had a name inscribed that no one knows except himself. He wore a cloak that had been dipped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. Yes, Jesus, the Word of God, loves us so much that He became man so He could shed His blood for us unto death. And He chooses to wear a cloak dipped in His own precious blood out of love for you. Yes, you. His spilt blood is so precious to Him because He shed it for your salvation. So you can spend eternity with Him. Is there any faithfulness to compare with this? And oh, His look, His penetrating look of love, with eyes on fire, with love for us, for you. Returning to the prodigal son from Luke 15. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods in which the swine fed. Yes, when we separate ourselves from God, we find ourselves starving, drained, and empty. We find our dignity reduced to that of swine, longing to glut ourselves with whatever inferior things we have become attached to. Our dignity has been cheapened. We turn to others to try to fill this void, but they cannot alone save. They alone do not have the capacity to love us as our Father of mercies in heaven loves us. But nobody gave Him any. Nobody has the capacity to furnish us with what we truly need to be entirely filled with joy. Coming to his senses, he thought, how many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat, but here am I, dying from hunger. Because God is such a wise and merciful Father, He permits us sometimes the hard way to learn how empty and lost we are without Him. We find ourselves literally dying from hunger for God. Now that we have been brought low, when we have hit bottom, we are then able to come to our senses, to notice and to be drawn to others who have remained with or have come to the Father. We see the light of Jesus shining through them. We admire their peace. They have more than enough to fill them because they have God. Returning to Luke 15, I shall get up and go to my Father, and I shall say to Him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would one of your hired workers. What a beautiful, truthful, and humble profession of contrition. It seems that most of us tend to have to descend very low. Yes, very low indeed, sometimes many times over, entering into the darkness before we can come to the realization of how incredibly much our Father loves us, how we can be only happy with Him. Yes, we do need to exercise our free will to seek His mercy, but His mercy is always available, always, always available for you. God, our Father, is continually seeking us out, but He will never retract His gift of free will. Without free will, we would be incapable of loving, as the highest form of love, in the Greek agape, sacrificial love, involves a free choice, a willingness to deeply sacrifice for the other. God will never tamper with this fundamental gift, even though He must risk the terrible and real possibility that we will use our free will to make wrong and harmful choices, even at the horrifying risk that we might abuse our freedom unto the eternal loss of our soul. May this never be. Jesus, I trust in you. This is one of the answers to why God permits so much evil in the world. He does not force. He is not a dictator. He is a lover. He wants our authentic love, as weak as it may be. Forgiveness, salvation, and mercy are always available if we but exercise our free will to love and choose this gift of all gifts. The supreme marvel of God's sublime strategy is profoundly expressed by St. Augustine with these words: He judged it better to draw good out of evil than not to permit evil to exist. Repeating, He judged it better to draw good out of evil than not to permit evil to exist. You see, God does not want draftees against their will. He wants zealous, loving, committed volunteers fighting for souls in His kingdom. He will never institute the draft in His kingdom, though He is known to use extraordinary means to move the hearts of souls, like He did with St. Paul, literally knocking him off his horse to help him and bring him to his senses. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, returning to the prodigal son. We are called to choose to accept our Heavenly Father's healing embrace. We must resolve to seek Him out, even when confused and mistakenly feeling that we might be rejected. Our Father of Mercies will never reject us. He will never reject you. Don't doubt this. It isn't going to happen. He is always awaiting you with His mercy. So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. See, the father had spent his days longingly looking out on the horizon, hoping for a glimpse of his son returning. Believe me, our Father in heaven is constantly looking for us and sees us when we are still a long way off. Note that it was the father who acted first, the father who was filled with compassion and ran to his son. It was the father who embraced his son and kissed him before the son said a word. This mercy and forgiveness is always awaiting us as sons and daughters of our merciful Father, especially in the sacrament of reconciliation, also called confession. No matter what. Yes, I said, no matter what. Have you been to confession lately? Go. Your father spends his days longingly looking for you, to forgive you, to shower his mercy upon you, to embrace and kiss you. Yes, he is waiting for you. He will forgive you and send you out literally dancing for joy, and the celebration will begin. His son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. How does the father express his love and exhibit the forgiveness and mercy he has already given to his son? But the father ordered his servants, quickly bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Let us then celebrate with a feast. I think we often think that God our Father will treat us in the human way we might treat others. We think, yes, he might forgive, but grudgingly, and perhaps like us getting into, I told you so. No, no. We see that the Father treats his son like royalty, without any reference to the sins that have been forgiven and forgotten. Yes, forgotten, and which will never be mentioned again. Your merciful Father is waiting to tell you, I it is, who must blot out everything and not remember your sins. Isaiah 43:25. When God repeats himself like this, he is really trying to stress a point for our good. He will not remember our sins once we return to him and repent. Note that there is a celebration. They celebrate with a feast. Clothing the Son with a robe represents the white garment we are clothed with in baptism, wherein we become incorporated into Jesus as priest, prophet, and king. In God's eyes, we are wearing priestly rings. We are prophets wearing sandals to help us travel to bring the good news to souls, and robes demonstrating our royalty as kings. That is you, dear soul, a priest, prophet, and king. You are royalty. Quoting the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1546, Christ, high priest, and unique mediator, has made of the church a kingdom, priests for his God and Father. Revelation 1:6. The whole community of believers is as such priestly. The faithful exercise their baptismal priesthood through their participation, each according to his own vocation, in Christ's mission as priest, prophet, and king. Through the sacraments of baptism and confirmation, the faithful are consecrated to be a holy priesthood. There is something else happening here as well. There is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. See Hebrews 9:22. We see that the fattened calf is slaughtered. Its blood is shed. The Father's servants participate in this feast by consuming the calf. This points to the Eucharist, to Holy Communion, where we are invited to consume the very body and blood of the innocent Lamb of God, Jesus. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. John 6:54-56. It is through the amazing love of the Father in giving his only Son over to his passion and death for the forgiveness of our sins that we can be saved, that we can be forgiven, that we receive the gift of eternal life. And those of us who were dead in sin come to life again, as did Jesus, who went to death in order to put death to death and came to life in his resurrection. Because this Son of mine was dead and has come to life again, he was lost and has been found. We are found and healed by God our Father. What could be more beautiful? All of heaven and earth rejoice when a sinner repents and receives the always ready and available mercy of God. Then the celebration began. All are called to seek and receive as a gift God's readily available mercy and forgiveness. Our Heavenly Father is waiting expectantly for us, as in the parable of the prodigal son. Yes, he is waiting longingly for you. Yes, he truly is. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. Cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, continuing with the prodigal son. Let me assure you, if one had committed every possible sin ever committed from the beginning of time to the end of the world, including the vilest imaginable, these sins would still be finite, amounting to infinitely less than one drop in all the oceans of the world, compared with the infinite sacrifice and mercy of Jesus, our Lord. Jesus is God, and therefore infinite. His sacrifice was consequently infinite and able to consume and obliterate all the sins of the world as if they were only a single grain of sand in all the beaches of the world. Jesus came not to save only those who live good lives with only a few minor sins, as if such a person exists, but especially those big sinners like me. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. Mark 2:17. The greatest attribute of Jesus is mercy. Saint Faustina quotes Jesus' private revelation to her in her diary. Proclaim that mercy is the greatest attribute of God. All the works of my hands are crowned with mercy. Diary 301. Never despair of it, supposedly being too late for repentance and to receive God's mercy. God does not act according to our narrow ways. It is never too late with God. Even if we have been idle about the things of God all of our life, we can still always get a fresh start in the present moment. Praise be God for his marvelous generosity. Praise him for his mercy. His mercy endures forever. See Psalm 136. A healing scripture blessing. Yahweh is my shepherd. I lack nothing. Psalm 23:1. Yes, the Lord is your shepherd. And when you allow him to shepherd you, when you surrender to him, when you return to the flock, you will lack nothing because you will have Jesus, and that means you have everything. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. I'm not so sure about myself. I need your prayers. You are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. all will be well. Count on it, we have Jesus. So we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.